With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out his wheelchair. About four of us... we battered him.
And this.
Cheating on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. Crime Club. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
How many of you joined us for our live seminar last night, where we dished out most of the information that's probably going to keep you alive over the next 3 months? I hope some of you were there.
Did you do that? Because it might be wise for your own benefit.
It's always the only reason we're doing it is for you, so that you stay safe. And if you're not going to bother to turn up to it, then there's only so much we can do.
Mate, honestly, I have got plenty of things. Oh, goodness. I've got plenty of things I could do.
Yeah. Christ. Christ, what would you normally be doing if you wasn't trying to save the world?
As you know, I am a master to my pubic hair, right? I have brought a razor, a shave. It's an electric thing, you know, the barbers use them. Believe me, if you're not going to listen, there's plenty of designs I could be fashioning in my pubis.
The Titanic, you like, don't you?
I've done all the design for the new Terminal 5, the third runway, Heathrow.
Yeah,
all the information all that, you need. It's all
in in your book you've written.
In my
book that you've written about it.
In my book I've written, but also correspondingly in my pubis.
In your pubis. Because I do is I have a similar topiary hobby.
Yes.
What I like to do when I'm not doing this and trying to save people's lives and make people safe, thank you, I cut my pubes off as well. Yeah. But I don't, unlike you, I don't use the clipper system. No. Yeah, I don't use this, right? I use good old-fashioned scissors,
And
what I'll do is I'll cut them off at the roots, chip, right? And I'll lay them to one side, right? And then I'll get my knob, and I'll make it go up, right? And then I'll get some PVA glue or whatever you like, any sort of sticky stuff, right? Other glue you could use, Pritt stick, I suppose.
Other glues are available,
With plenty of other products. And then I'll get my pubic hair that I've laid aside earlier, and I'll make, once it's up and at full stretch, I'll get the pube and I'll just stick them on up the sides, all the way up to the top there, like that.
Why? To look like a Victorian gent.
No, I want to. I want it to look. I'm actually trying to fashion it into the Eiffel Tower. Okay, okay. That's what I'm trying to do because it's a similar sort of colour. Okay, okay.
It was. Yeah.
I'm trying to recreate the metal design with the pubic hair going up the top of it. All right. That's what I would be doing if I wasn't saving the world. Okay.
Okay. And you know, quite honestly, there are worse hobbies you could have. Do you remember when I went to the evening classes down near Hatchend? They do the College of Further Education.
You went up there. You was up there all the time.
I went up there. There's all of the lists on the board. Woodworking you can do. Amateur dramatics and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, get right down to my pubic topiary, okay?
Yes, yes. Who's teaching it?
Gary Jenkins. Remember him? Professor Gary Jenkins. He worked part-time at Tony and Guy, of course.
Oh, right. And Quick Fit.
And Quick Fit. So I've gone there Tuesday night. Lovely! Do you want to sit at home watching? Who wants to sit at home watching Netflix when you could be designing, as it turned out, by the end of that first term, Sydney Opera House in pubic.
Oh, right.
All the way round. There's a cock and balls, which sort of destroyed the design a bit. But
You have to work with it, don't you? You have to work with it.
You've got to work, you know, as the old, you can only play the team that's put out in front of you.
That's right. You can only work play what's with in the front material. Of you.
Margaret, I mean, she's not listening now, but some of her topiary. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you went together, did you?
We went together and we thought it was a nice thing to do. She goes, I can't get the hang of it, Barry. She's going,
And there's some, and you wanted a very specific design.
So I've come home and she's gone to me, well, let's not run before we can walk. I'm really going for it. I'm going to go to Sydney Opera House. And I'd heard you were trying the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower, recreate the metal work.
The Eiffel Tower. It's a beautiful, lovely cross cut. Beautiful design.
Yeah, cross metal.
Cross metal purposes.
That's what it's called.
And so I've gone to her and said, well, look, in for a penny, in for a pound. I don't know whether I can achieve it. You can, but try. She's gone, she can't get off page. She said, I'm going to try a flower. So she's done in her pubis, she's got right down there with the old clippers and that, and she's hopeless. Oh, Christ. It looks more like...
Disgusting.
Do you remember Henry Kelly? You were quite a tall, skinny, who used to go for golf. Yeah, every time I went down...
Oh, no, that's Matthew Kelly, I'm thinking.
No, no, well, it was not dissimilar to Matthew Kelly, you know, that she'd done that on her own way. But the Henry Kelly at the front there, it went half a turn. Every time I went down for Cunty Lincoln.
Seconds.
Down, you know. I was face to face with
him. Face with him.
Kelly. Hairy Kelly, I used to call him. I was down there going for gold. I mean, I'm not
going for
gold.
Fool's gold down there, mate.
Anyway, I was going down there. Oh, Christ, it's Henry Kemp. Jesus Christ, what's going on, Henry Kemp?
And he's going, hello there, how are you, Belgium?
Well, you know, like you used to do on the show. It didn't look like it.
You're joking.
But it didn't look nothing like a flower. It looked like a middle-aged Irish television presenter from daytime television in the 80s.
Yeah, from the mid-80s. Yes, I know, it's a problem, because... When I was at that class as well, he was very much focusing on clippers and, you know, taking bits out and all the rest of it. And I said to him, what was he there? Gordon, wasn't it?
Gary Jenkins, yeah. Professor Gary Jenkins.
Yeah, Professor, I says, Professor Gary, I mean, this is still very well, like, removing these things, and I understand where you're coming from, and I understand your school of thought and where you learn and all the rest of it, but surely there's another way that we can make this go, you know, because if you have got all this pubis lying around, surely you should use it in your design,
That's right.
And he says, he poo-pooed it. He says, no, Once it's off, it's off, right? You have to concentrate on what is down there then discard the rest. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't agree with you. I told him about my Eiffel Tower design, and he says I was nuts to do that.
Did,
I says, no, I says, they're not involved. I said, it's just a knob.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I says to him, all right, well, like, I'll come back to you next week with something else if the Eiffel Tower hasn't tickled your fancy. Yeah. And let me know what you think. Anyway, next week I'm down there and I've got my bowl of discarded pubes.
Yeah.
And I've got my breadstick, right? And this time all the stuff I've got left over, I've bunched up into a big ball like that, you know?
I know, and pubic ball,
Pubic ball, yeah. Right? And I've just got, this time I've got the PVA glue, and just put a little dollop of it right on the end. Obviously, it has to get up again.
Right.
Always gone up, right? And I've got a little dollop right on the end, right? And I've got my pubic ball, and I've stuck it right on the top of it, like that.
Yeah.
And I pulled my pants down and I showed him it. I says, Gary, look, this is a Canadian redwood, right? And he's...
And what did he say?
He says, no. He says, no. This is not a Canadian redwood. That is just pubic hair stuck on top of your knob.
Yeah.
I says, well, you have got no imagination whatsoever, mate. And I want my money back, okay?
Yeah.
And it was not an inconsiderable... Sharma, neither, you know.
Well,
he's just a con man.
In the end, we went to see him, and I said to Michael, look, if you really cannot fashion that into something that's representative of a structure, any sort of structure,
anything will do. Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I says, get to the start off there, and you've got quite hairy all over, and go all round. She whipped it all off. And snaking all the hair over her body,
up her back.
And he says, okay, take off your things, let's have a look. And all the class there, she goes, look, Great Wall of China. She goes, Great Wall of China. It snakes all the way down her thighs and up there. And it goes up sort of to her belly button. Great Wall of China. He's gone, don't be so ridiculous. I'm saying, mate, you know.
And you don't set the rules,
you don't set the rules, you know. But he's very, very
stuck. Who do you think you are?
Very stuck in his way. I mean, he's from the 60s school of...
He's been doing it too long.
Topiary, and he's open-minded at all.
No, you know, he's been doing it too long.
Hey?
He's losing his edge to the kids from Berlin and London. He needs to step aside, you know?
Yeah.
Let someone else come through. But, you know what these people are like.
You can't send them, can you? Anyway, we get onto that? I've no idea.
Well, it's just the things we would be doing if you wasn't trying to save the world. Save the world.
People. But you've got to respect the scientists. You know, we get all our information from the scientists.
I respect most of the scientists.
Yeah.
I respect the scientists. Although I've seen what Chris Whitty eats.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I'll respect him so much, right? Because he's a doctor, and he's like, and he says to me, he says, Angel, sir, do you want to go out for, this is when he was like really into me, right?
Yeah.
He says, do you want to go out for dinner, right? And I go, yeah, okay, I wouldn't mind, actually, thank you. Are you paying? I sent that on the text, are you paying? Yeah. Right? He goes, yes, all right, I will pay. I says, okay. I'm thinking, oh, right, well, it's Chris Whitty, so we'll probably go and have a salad or something,
healthy, very healthy,
right? Well, he says, meet me outside Woody's Grill in Camden, right? I'm going, maybe we'll meet there and we'll go, into town, and maybe pitch up somewhere nice, you know. I'll put all my good clothes on, Anyway, we get to Woody's. He goes, he looks at me all coquettishly, like, hello, Angel. So I go, I says, oh, hello, Christopher.
Yeah.
He says, I hope you're hungry. And I go, I am hungry, yes. He says, come on in.
Yeah.
I'm going, what, in here?
Yeah.
He went, yes.
What is that?
In I go, and he's obviously, because he's Chris Whitty, he can get in anywhere, right?
Yeah, with a table and he knows, for two, please.
Problem, Chris Whitty, you save world, right? And he's like, there's no one else in there, you know, because of what we're going through, right? Anyway, he's got this big, like, table there, and it's all, there's all just, like, not tea cloths, but just towels over over food, right? Ow. I'm going, what's it? Yeah. I said, don't look very clean, them towels. Right, anyway, he whips up the towels, and it's like plates of doner meat.
Yeah.
And onion rings, right, and chips and that. Yeah. And I'm going, I'm going, what are you showing me this for? Yeah. And he goes, what am I showing you this for? Gets a great big hand of chips like that, shoves it in his gob like that, and just goes,
yeah.
And then pours garlic all over the doner meat, shove that in. And I'm like, you dirty pig.
Yeah, you think I don't respect that scientist for that?
No, it's how it makes me think I don't respect you because of all that muck you're shoving in your gob.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I had the same thing. Respect the science. Remember Professor Heinz Wolff?
Oh, yes, yes. Now get out of that.
Was he on How? That sort of thing with Fred Dunham?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably back in the day.
Probably. Professor Heinz Wolff wheeled out
the Great Egg Race. The Great Egg Race. Yeah.
Any of those BBC Two type thing for the kids. Yeah. Professor Heinz Wolff, I got friendly with him. He used to go to my bowls club, you know, in South Oxford.
Oh, yeah. He was on heroin.
Would you like to go out to dinner, Barry? Well, okay, to respect the science.
Respect the scientists.
Love a lot of his work. He's done on momentum and the internal combustion engine.
That's
all
it.
Anyway, he goes, let's meet up in Ruislip. So in Ruislip, they've got a Wimpy bar. Meet outside the window. I'm thinking,
we'll go on somewhere into town. We're going to town.
To town on
in one of his and one of his leg powered cars that he's made.
Exactly, you know, he might boil up some water, you know, add some magnesium or something. Propellers
explode us into town. Yeah,
on the wave machine, you know. Anyway, sure enough, I'm just about to move on. Hello, Professor Hines. All right, he goes, come in.
Call me Wolf, he says.
Call me Wolf. We're getting there. Hello, can I help you two gentlemen? Well, of course, being Professor Heinz Wolf, or Wolfie, as I'm calling, he can get a table like that.
like that, yeah. That's it. And he can clear the place out as well, because, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Place so to himself.
He sits down and he goes, starter. We had a bit of a starter. Well, I say starter. It was just some chips while we're choosing. You've had some chips? Oh, okay, I'm thinking.
That can't be the food.
Anyway. We're sitting there, and he's blinded me with science.
He will do.
Chemistry this, biology. You know, yeah.
Do you know how this table? Do you know how this table is staying to the floor? Glue?
Yeah.
No, it's gravity. No,
gravity. Tell me all about gravity. Oh, my God. My head was spinning with the romance of a Wimpy Kingside International Grill, Brown Derby, the myriad delights of science.
It's very alluring.
Anyway, I would respect to scientists. Suddenly he goes,
I respect the scientists.
Will you excuse me, Daddy? I must go for piss, right? So, okay.
That's not a scientific term.
Not really. No. And so Acostas, who runs it, goes, toilet bog is broken, right? So Professor Hardwolf is, you know, offering up his business. You're saying that the momentum of the stopcock is not acting as a cantilever to a displacement of the water?
No, it's broken.
It's
fucked.
So, kaput? No, it's fucked. So, anyway, Heinz Wolf goes, excuse me for one moment, but you know, feel free to choose a pudding, right? So,
that's nice.
No, looking at the white, you know, the laminated menu.
Yeah.
I hear the fire doors go out the back, right?
Right. Oh. What's going on?
You know, he's the bog's not working. Come outside in the car park, out the back. He's having a shit. Now that is the last time.
And you caught him.
My respect.
And you caught What is it, Barry? It's only natural.
I mean, I used to respect
science. What's going
on? Come out. Get the way. Go, go, go. He shooed us out of the restaurant.
And I remember you telling me. I remember you telling me that he cost us like shoes Heinz Wolf away, and he hasn't pulled his trousers up properly. So he's running off with all the bog roll hanging down his bum, isn't he?
And that is why I don't respect science.
No, I can imagine. It's very, you know, very uncompromising, that.
Disconcerting.
Yes.
The current climate, we need these people to step up to mark, not go for shit in the car park behind the Wimpy and right
it. Yeah, well, I had the same thing with Magnus Pike, right?
Brilliant Dr. Magnus Pike.
Right, anyway, and I respect the guy. You know I'm always saying how much I respect Magnus Pike, right?
You've got all the pictures in your locker of the teacher.
With respect written all over it, right?
Yeah,
and I go, respect Magnus Pike. Anyway, he rings me up. He says, sir, do you want to go for some food? Right?
Yeah.
And because he's doing that, right? His mobile phone. He's like Jack Douglas. Right? His mobile phone's going up there. So you only get every second word, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the app, but I got the gist. He's inviting me to dinner, right?
Okay.
I says, Magnus, I respect you and I respect that. I says, I'd like to go to dinner with you. Where would you want to go? He says, oh, we'll go somewhere very, very nice. I says, all right, but where is nice? He says, well, why don't we go to the Ritz? Okay, I go, now you're talking, because Wishy took me to Woody's, right? He went, oh, well, that's just like Wishy. Anyway, he says, I'll pick you up in my Porsche, right, like from the bus stop. Okay.
Right.
I says, all right, go on. I said, I'm very impressed with the fact that he's got a Porsche, right?
Yeah,
and he was very, in TV, innit? Right, so anyway, I'm at the bus stop, and he pulls up in this, like, Austin Maxi.
Oh.
Right, yeah. Gosh. He says, oh, so sorry, my Porsche's in the garage, right? I go, okay, well, don't worry. Yeah, this is a nice car. You know, it wasn't a shithole. Anyway, I get in, and he goes, "Come on, let's go." Like, and he drives me to this like greasy spoon cafe, right?
Yeah.
And I go, "All right, okay." He says, "Right, how you get?" Right, we get out. I says, "Magnus, what is this place?" He goes, "I thought we was going to the Ritz." He says, "Have a look above the door." And it says the Rich Cafe, right? Okay. I felt like I'd been led up the path, but I said, "All right, I like you, Pike, and I respect you as a scientist, right?"
Yeah.
And we're going there some food. Anyway, we sit down and he's got you know what he's like. He's only click got to gap, click yeah. his fingers, yeah, right? And he's got the place of himself, right?
Yeah.
And Linda behind the counter, she's like, "Oh, hello, Magnus. You all right, love?" And he's like, "Oh, hello, Linda, I'll have the usual table." I said, he's in there all the time. Yeah. And he sits down, he says, "Right, I'm going to order for you." "Okay," I says. He says, "You're going to have kidney, liver, chops, peas and gravy and mash, right?" And I'm going, okay, all right. Okay. I says, that's not really date food, is it, right?
No,
he's going to have the same. Anyway, this pile of slop arrives in front of me, and he's shoving it in his face like that. And I can see him just sort of going like this in his seat, right? And I'm going, and we're chatting about science and all the science and all the physics and biology, chemistry.
Highfalutin.
Like, he's telling me all about the table of elements, right? And I'm trying to get my head around that. And I can see him just squirming in his seat like this. And he's going on about, sodium and magnesium and potassium and all that ion and stuff. And he's just going like this. Right?
Yeah.
And he goes, I says, "Are you all right, Magnus?" He went, "Yeah, I've got something wrong with my ball bag, right?" And I go, "Oh, okay, right." Anyway, in the end, he gets to the end of the table of elements. I really respect you as a scientist. Right, he stands up, he puts his hands right down his trousers like that, right, gives it a good old jerk around in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Scratches away. Oh, right, God. And this is the kicker, right? He gets his hand out, right, and he gives it a good sniff like that. Right. And then he goes back to eating his food, and I says,
"That's a deal breaker."
I says, "I don't know that I can respect you no more, Magnus." And then he puts his fork down and goes, "Oh yeah, I know what you mean. That stinks, right?"
Well, it was like this. I went to the scientist. He took me for pie and cheese. We went to a greasy spoon just the other day. He got the menu and said, "You can have a pudding, Barry, by the way." Then he went down to the bog, pushed open the fire doors.
This is Magnus Wolf.
Didn't have no drawers.
Oh, well, that's the scientist for you. And he'll come up with an explanation for that as well, won't he? Why he won't have no pants on.
No, because, exactly. Well, it's
good for a ball bag. Good for the ball bag.
The other thing? Your mate Donald Trump has been wonderful advice.
Good advice, sir. I mean, the thing is about Trump's advice is I've been trying that for years. You know,
injecting yourself?
Myself with bleach and stuff.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work, by the way. Although I haven't caught nothing, so the jury's out.
But I tell you what does work. Spotless.
Oh, yeah, it's spotless. I tell you what does work, right?
Go on.
If you get his theories of light. Now they are good theories, right?
You're right.
Because if you get a torch, right,
yeah,
and you shove it up your bum, right, and then pull it out like that. I've my health has never been better since doing that. It's never been better. And I mean, maybe it's a coincidence.
Right.
But, you know, I used to suffer with all sorts of things. But since doing that, clear as a bell.
That's right. But, you know, these alternative therapies, some of them are excellent, aren't they?
Absolutely
superb. You know, there's a variety of things you can put up. Talk about
rugby. Snooker cue.
Well, a snooker cue. I mean, that would go up there, you know. Changes because of rest. But, I mean, what I'd like to do, you know, you talk about, you know, roughage. Dietary fibre.
I do talk about that.
What I do of a morning is, I don't like the taste of it particularly, some roughage, some oatmeal or something. I get a funnel. I call Margaret down. She comes down where she's been fashioning her pubic, and
brings her pipe.
Sort of veg, and my legs splayed like that.
Okay.
On the head, and she'll pour a load of roughage straight up
down the pipe,
like my anus. You know.
Right. And how do you feel?
My health is second to none.
It's never been better. I'd be very careful about some of these homeopathic, because some of them is quackery. As I say, if you're trying to stick, if you're trying to put Silic Bang into a syringe and sticking that in your arm, then I would be careful about that. It would take a medical man to confirm or deny that. But for me, I mean, I am a doctor, as you know.
Oh, I know you are. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a doctor. Yeah. And
but that was just something you got off the internet, wasn't
yeah,
it? Really?
Yeah, I got it off the internet, and I would often prescribe people Silic Bang, because I say I need to get the medicine, but I ain't got the money, you know.
I say,
well, look, you should, if you look at what Silic Bang does to surfaces, it gets rid of loads of stuff. So if you I wouldn't advise everyone to do this.
Yeah.
But I think you can take it, right?
Yeah.
If you just get a load of Silic Bang, stick it in a syringe, right, and then just stick it in yourself, it should clean your blood. Okay, well, it should clean your blood, right?
Excellent.
But it's not for everyone.
And that lady died, didn't she? But she didn't get COVID, did she? She died of something else.
She died of toxic poisoning.
Toxic poisoning.
That's right, I believe.
Poor
cow. Wasn't my fault though.
Not your fault. You've got the qualification. You've got a real certificate off the internet, didn't you?
From Alaska, University of Alaska.
Now look, we are going to come. Can we just tell the people we done a thing last night?
We done a thing last night called our weekly briefing.
Weekly briefing, and we're going to come back on Thursday to do it. But it was great fun.
Good fun, but it's like half an hour and it whips along, doesn't it?
I wonder whether we could put it on Patreon. Could we, when we get hold of it?
I don't know. I think we could do that.
For our loyal ones. And we're going to go to Patreon now, aren't we?
We're going to go to Patreon now. Yeah, we're going to do that for the real people.
For the real
fans. So we hope this has helped you.
I really hope it's helped in some way.
It should have done. It should have helped.
It should have helped. You know, respect the scientists.
That's the key takeaway from this.
That's the key. Respect them. But don't expect too much. They're busy guys, and they might fall down on some of the social nights.
Yeah, they can be quite eccentric. Okay. Yeah, just bear that in mind, all right?
Bear that in mind.
But if you do need our fact sheet...
Yeah,
I've got it here. Respect the scientists, but don't expect too much from them, because a lot of them are odd. www.angelsonbarrow.co.uk.
time.
Please send that off, and we should get back to you with all the relevant information.
Soon as the lockdown finishes.
Yes.
But, you know, keep your scientist stories coming. Oh,
like to read those. Yeah.
And until next time.
Next time. Bye. We love you all. We love each of you.
Hello, my darlings, it's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder, gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.